I know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland
Martin.
Hold it now.
From Washington, D.C. Good morning, Roland.
Tom, Super J, good morning. Beloved Super Dave. Shall I fix your teeth? Beloved. Shall I fix your team, beloved? Super wow. Dave, what happened?
Wow.
They called in a Yana Van Zandt.
Go ahead and hug your quarterback. Go hug your quarterback.
Beloved. Beloved, you're struggling, beloved. All right. Just wanted to acknowledge Super Dave. Nice to win.
And give Yana a shout-out, okay.
Yes, and give Yana a shout-out, yes. If she can fix Debbie Thomas, she can. Well, she can't fix. All right. Since football is our subject, Tom, the latest story out of Missouri, the football team, the University of Missouri, they say they are standing with the black students who are demanding changes at the University of Missouri based upon a series of racial incidents over the last several months. I've gotten emails from former students, people who left the school, who say this goes back several years. But a lot of folks have been rallying around this young man, Jonathan Butler, a grad student who was on a hunger strike that has raised the attention and raised the tension on campus. He joins us this morning. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm managing. My body's exhausted. I'm tired. I'm sore, but I'm hanging in there.
How long have you been on this hunger strike? When did you start?
I started last Monday at 9 a.m. So this is the official week.
You're not eating food, not eating vitamins. You're only drinking water.
Yeah, water, and then I've had some emergency tablets in my water a couple times just because with the weather changing, I've been getting sick. But yeah, that's it.
And why did you start? What was the reason behind this hunger strike for you?
The reason behind the hunger strike for me is that I went to Mizzou as an undergrad, and I'm currently doing my graduate program there. And from my second week as a student on campus as an undergrad, someone wrote the word "nigger" on my wall. When Obama got elected in office, I actually got in a physical altercation with some white males on campus in 2010. We had cotton balls thrown at our Black Culture Center, and the list goes on. And so, in each of these circumstances, since 2008, for me personally, we just haven't seen the administration take a serious concern or look or policy change to make things on campus better, including a friend of mine, Sasha Mangy Corey, who was sexually assaulted on campus. She went to Mizzou administration, and for almost a year, they didn't believe her, and that traumatized her to the core where she ended up taking her own life. So administration just has a really reactionary approach in that we look when we've written letters, we've told them our stories, we've gone to open forums, we've sent emails, and they continue to ignore us. But then you look at what happened in August, where you have graduate students who lose their health insurance, but the majority of that demographic is white. When you start messing with white money, then they listen because graduate students got a pretty public response in 7 days, while we've been fighting for these things for years, and we can't even get in some of these meetings that I've had in the past week. So
you guys are using hashtag concerned student 1950, and that was the first year black students were admitted. This has grown. You're demanding the resignation of Missouri President Tim Wolf, correct?
Yes, we are.
And was the swastika that was drawn on the wall with the feces, was that the tipping point for you? And did you get any kind of support from the Jewish student body?
I wouldn't say it was the official tipping point, but it definitely was one of the things that, at least in the past 60 days, if you've seen what's going on campus, it just got increasingly worse. And that definitely was just like, disgusting and vile. And it was just ridiculous. For me, so it definitely impacted me to my core, and that is the beautiful thing that we do have the Jewish community on campus standing in solidarity with African American students. So they're definitely with us in this.
Things change.
Are there any organizations that have come forward and said that they're responsible for all of these racial incidents on campus?
Individual organizations, no. The school is very shifty in how it handles these things. So even if students do get a suspension or whatever the disciplinary action is, we don't hear about it. And so that adds to the
problem. So no one has been suspended or dismissed because of any of these racial incidents that have happened on campus?
People have been temporarily suspended. If you look back at what happened in 2010 with the cotton ball situation, they're temporarily suspended, and I believe they both got, the two individuals got like 90 hours of community service.
What do you say to people who say you should be going to, or should transfer and go to HBCU and then you wouldn't have this problem? What do you say to those people who say that? Because I'm sure a lot of people are saying that instead of staying there trying to change Missouri State.
The issue is that racism, sexism, everything that we're fighting against are global issues, and so I'm going to fight them whether I'm at a PWI or whether I'm at HBCU. So, yes, at a HBCU, I would be surrounded by more of my people and more support networks for my identity as a black man. But it doesn't take away from the
issue. Then why not go?
Jonathan, I got to ask you this here. A lot of stuff changed when black football players released that photo saying they're standing with
the coach.
The first suit 1950. That was Saturday. Then on Sunday, the entire team, along with Coach Gary Finkel, released that statement as well. That has now taken the story to a different level because now sports networks and others are involved. How did you feel when you saw that happen?
That was totally unexpected. All I got a call from a friend, and they told me to have me drop me off at one of the buildings on campus. And when I walked in, it was a football team, and it really warmed my heart. And so to really hear from them, we sat down and talked for about 30, 40 minutes or so, and to really hear that, you know, they want to get off the plantation. They really want to stop being treated like cattle, and they want to stand up because
I really wish y'all stop comparing football to plantations. Really.
And the faculty is joining in today, or members of the faculty today, right?
Yes, but just to finish that statement is that the football players themselves are definitely.
It might be tough, but it's not a
problem. Hold on, Jay, hold on. Jonathan, finish that point, please.
The biggest point is that the football players want to take a stance. They want to be more connected with the community because they do know that they're separated with the residence hall, the way the athletic complex is set up. So they just want to be able to be involved and say that we support our students. So that's what's most
powerful. And the football players have made it clear they will not participate in any team activities. That might even include not playing on Saturday. And so we're going to see whether Tim Wolf resigns, because when the football team speaks and says we won't play, that's a whole different issue. We'll see what happens in Missouri. Jonathan Butler, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank Jonathan, you've been on a hunger strike for a week now. How much longer?
By any means necessary, as long as it takes.
All right, good luck
to
you.
Until the president resigns.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Jonathan, thanks a lot.